Hi, Joe. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. I just said I'm talking to somebody from there.
Yeah, Lily put a note in here that we're going to refund your last payment that processed 3 days ago. But when I tried to process it, it didn't go through because it says that account was closed.
I had to close my account because I've been going through this since March. I was supposed to close. Then I got in a heated argument in August, still got the text messages to where they know it, and they said I was 3 days late is why they took it in August. And here it all the way is in October, and they're still taking money out. You know what I mean? I don't know what else I could do, and it said I could cancel at any time. And I got the messages and everything from where I canceled. You know what I mean? I had to stop my card from them to do everything and freeze the and get my payment back. You know what I mean?
I tried to call
the day before I did that with my bank, and it was busy, and it said somebody would call me back, and nobody never even called me back until I canceled it. So I don't know.
I see. Yeah, you know what the problem is, Joe, just so that you know, is that back in August when the payment was past due, you did send in a notification to cancel, and the reply was, according to your agreement, we cannot cancel an account with a past due balance, neither by email or text. You must call us to verify identity. And
okay,
then
and
we
then
reached
I had
out
a conversation
to you.
With somebody else,
and then,
text back.
Again, we need to verify your identity to cancel your account. That happened again on August 15th. And then a notification went out on August 18th. Joseph, your account is past due for $299 and will become past due for $598 on September 10th, according to your agreement. Please call to go over your options. And again, you sent in a text, and another notification went out. We cannot cancel an account with a past due balance or by email or text. So
I think that was the balance. You know what I mean? When y'all got y'all's balance and y'all still didn't cancel it.
So
when they still took money out of my account. Money.
That's because you never called us.
Before.
You never called us to verify the identity.
Y'all begging y'all not to take my money.
So I want to let you know one thing, Joseph. I'm trying to process the refund, but it's not going through because the account's been closed.
Okay. Well, can you send me a check to the address that y'all have? I don't care about the money. I'll wait long as y'all ain't stealing it no more. I done paid about 6 months worth of $300, about $1,500 to $1,800 from stuff that I was been trying to cancel. And it ain't y'all's money. I'm sure it don't bother y'all. You know what I mean? It's my money.
Yeah. We're processing the refund for $299.
And the whole time, I might have got 4 phone calls from y'all advertising or whatever y'all say y'all don't do. You know what I mean? And most of them was phony. There ain't even an address, and it sounds like the same lady's name, man. It was the craziest stuff. I don't know. I got robbed. But what can I do to get my money back? I don't even got a bank card because I had to send it off for it.
Okay. So I will get with...
I had to cancel my card, and they said 7 to 10 days.
Okay. I'm not sure if we can do the paper check. I'm going to get with Sasha and see what our options are then. If not, I can call you in a couple of weeks and put the new card on here to do the refund.
The whole reason I'm getting a new card is so y'all didn't know my card number and y'all couldn't charge me no more.
Right,
so that's what I had to do. That's why I'm without a
card. But you have
a
confirmation email now with a confirmation number that the account's been canceled.
Oh, I got text messages and said that how I missed it by 3 days is why they was charging me in August. And you're not reading off that text message. I got it from the lady I was sitting there arguing with. And she said, well, I'm 3 days late behind the bill is why I couldn't cancel then. Everybody knowed I wanted canceled. And here it is still getting money taken out my account.
Right,
you know
but you have to understand one thing, Joe, from our perspective. We have tens of thousands of clients all over United States and Canada. We can't cancel accounts by text messages. We had it happen before where it was a disgruntled employee that picked up the employer's phone and said cancel the account, or it was a wife that called in and said cancel the account, and the husband didn't want it canceled. And then when his placement on Google
called me and they knew it. They could have got a phone call instead of them sending me a fake lead on the day that my bill's due and then taking money out of my account, feeling good about themselves. Man, I know I've lived it. It was my money. I've watched it from this end. You got thousands of people to watch. I don't. I got one person. You know what I mean? Y'all. So, you know what I mean? I've seen how it acted the whole time. So, yes,
right.
Now you can get my money back to me.
Yeah,
like
so
said,
I'll...
There it is. That was August. This is October. Still getting money took. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm going to ask, and just to let you know, there's going to be no further charges. You got an email today and a text message that does talk about
weird months ago, a couple of different months ago.
But
yeah.
But the difference is your account has been canceled. Your cancellation reference number is 320.
I bet fucking put a thing up to stop money on y'all. It's the only reason.
Well,
that's the only thing. I
not really, because if
payment. Well,
I mean,
I tried to call the day before I do that, and y'all didn't even call me back, and it said y'all would call me back in 20 minutes, and I said what it was about, and then nobody wanted to call me back. Then the next day, mysteriously, when my bank did that, people wanted to start calling you back. You know what I mean? Y'all just was trying to find another way to get money out of me. I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, I think we just responded because you sent us a text message about being overcharged, so that's why we started calling you back. We wouldn't have known that the account was closed until November 10th, right?
And I've got calls and texts and everything else where I tried. I know. I've lived front on it on this end. There ain't nothing like what you're – I don't know.
Right. That's why I'm trying
well,
to resolve this and
y'all.
At
None.
Least give you
a couple years.
Yeah, I'm at least trying to make things right and refund the $299 payments that
cost
us $300.
Okay, well, since it was August, why don't you do the other ones, too, the September one, too, since you want to make it right. You got
yeah.
all the messages and talking. And I
your messages you, clearly
you
stated that if you didn't call
year.
Us, it, the messages
yeah.
clearly stated that if you didn't... call
exactly.
us to verify identity that
well,
you would continue
you
to be
hey, listen, you thought, you know what I mean? Could you tell by the messages I wanted canceled?
So.
Tell the truth. It was plain as day. But listen, but you was trying to make it right. So go ahead and make it right and give me my other ones back, too.
Exactly. Yeah, I can't do that, but I'm going to give you the
time. Give me my money back, okay? My bank's coming out of y'all to get my money back. One way or the other, I'm getting my money back. Thank you.